Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. I'm really taking you on what might seem like a roller coaster ride. We're looking at one thing, we're looking at another, but it's all going to come out good and it's going to come out in the light. But now, we're on May 8th, and this is not archived because we don't do our Sunday prayers. We do stream online our Wednesday prayers, but now this is May 8th, and I was talking to them about the death of Osama bin Laden. That's the way we started our prayer meeting on May 8th. And as yesterday, you'll have to go back and go to the archives of the, Friday. You'll have to go back to last Friday, the previous Friday. This is Monday. And you can find out about why I said that I believed the day of vengeance, the day of judgment of the nations has begun, and that I believed that the death of Osama bin Laden was indeed a judgment, and I believed it was vengeance. And I talked a little bit about some of the things we've watched lately as what I believe is their own sins coming upon them, which brings about judgment. It happened with Saddam Hussein. It happened with Mubarak. It is happening with Assad and Gaddafi. And it's all happening at one time. And I believe that it is that we are seeing the days of judgment of the nations, not individuals, but nations as nations. These men are heads of nations, and of course they stand in individual judgment. But what I believe is happening right now, that as nations are getting ready to be judged, because it will actually end, and we'll look at that today, follow the whole thing through rather rapidly, but we will follow it to the sheep and goat judgment. The Bible speaks that the Lord has a controversy with the nations. And the controversy with the nations, he gives us in Jeremiah, the book of Jeremiah and chapter 25. When the, and you must remember now, 1 Corinthians 10:32 says that you're not to offend anyone, the Jews, the nations, and the church. So that means that a scripture can be addressed to any of those three groups. It can be talking about any of those three groups. Some scriptures are just talking about the Jews. Some's just talking about the Christians, the letters for sure. And then some are talking about the nations. So if it says nations, it means nations as nations. And before we go into the next age, the millennial reign of the Lord Jesus Christ, there are some nations that won't be here anymore on the earth. And there will be some that are here, and they will be here. They will go into their into the next age in a nation. Now, every nation will be judged. You can make it through a judgment. The United States made it through the judgment of the Civil War. That was a judgment upon slavery. And I have talked to you about Egypt, how the Lord shows, and that's on one of our previous radio broadcasts. And you can see this archived on the Believer's Voice of Victory that I recently did with Gloria. We talked about Egypt and what's happened in Egypt. And Egypt, we see, knows judgment, Isaiah 19, but then we can see that it makes it through. And somehow it is a sheep nation. We see that in Zechariah chapter 14. So God is going to judge every nation. And someone asked Billy Graham, is God going to judge America? He says if he doesn't, he's going to have to apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah. Yes, he will judge America. But I believe that America will come through that judgment and be a sheep nation. And I'll talk a little bit about that today. Now we're going to the business of some leaders recently have been judged, and some nations are coming up for judgment. And the Lord says why he's going to judge these nations. It's all going to be how nations as nations are judged on how they treated Israel. Isaiah 34:8. For it is the day of the Lord's vengeance and the year of recompenses for the controversy of Zion. Now, the word Zion in the Bible, first off, it meant that little hill where David's city is, called David's city. That was called Zion. Then he built the temple Solomon did up on Mount Moriah. So that became Zion. And then in the Old Testament, sometimes all of Jerusalem is called Zion. And then sometimes the whole nation of Israel is called Zion. And in the New Testament, chapter 12 of Hebrews, it speaks of the heavenly Jerusalem, which is the heavenly Zion. So, but the Zion he's talking about here in Isaiah 34:8, if you'll read it in context, he's talking about the Zion of Israel. How did the nations treat Israel? For it is the day of the Lord's vengeance and the year of recompenses or paying back for the controversy of Zion. We see here about this controversy when Israel was about to go into Babylonian captivity. The Babylonian captivity was the first time Israel was pushed out from their land over into another land, and it was into the land of Babylon. And when that happened, the prophet Jeremiah prophesied that it was going to happen. And the Lord said a strange thing to Jeremiah. For thus says the Lord God of Israel unto me, take the wine cup of this fury at my hand and cause all the nations to whom I send you to drink it. Now, verse 14, skipping back a verse. Many nations and great kings shall serve themselves of them also, speaking of Israel and the Jews. And I will recompense them according to their deeds and according to the works of their own hands. I will recompense them. I will pay them back in the day of the Lord's vengeance. Now look at Isaiah 34:8. It's the day of the Lord's vengeance and the year of recompense for the controversy of Zion. So he has a cup. It's a cup of judgment. You can read about this cup in Psalm 75:8, Isaiah 51:17, Isaiah 51:21 through 23. There's a cup of judgment. There are different cups that you can drink in the Bible. There's a cup of blessing, but this is the cup of the Lord's wrath. And so when Israel was going into captivity, God said to the prophet Jeremiah, take the wine cup of this fury or wrath at my hand and cause all the nations to whom I send you to drink it. And they shall drink and be moved and be mad because of the sword that I will send among them. Then Jeremiah the prophet says, I took the cup at the Lord's hand and made all the nations to drink unto whom the Lord has sent me. Now look. It's the days of the best travel is donkey travel. How did Jeremiah get to all these nations? Let's see who they are that are going to drink of the Lord's judgment. First of all, we're going to start with Jerusalem and Judah. Verse 18. Verse 19, Egypt. Verse 20, the Mingle people of the land of Uz, the Philistines, Ashkelon, their cities, Edom, that's Esau and all the ones that come from him, Moab and Ammon, Jordan, all those that come from them, the kings of Tyre and Sidon, Dedan and Tema, verse 24, all the kings of Arabia, verse 25, the kings of Zimri, the kings of Elam, that's Iran, the kings of the Medes, all the kings of the north, far and near, one with another, all the kingdoms of the world upon the face of the earth. All the kingdoms that ever were and ever will be, they're going to all drink God's cup of judgment. He's going to judge them all. Verse 27, drink ye and be drunken and spew and fall and rise no more because of the sword which I will send among you. And so he causes them to drink of the cup of judgment. For, verse 31, a noise shall come even to the ends of the earth, for Jehovah has a controversy with the nations. What is that controversy? Isaiah 34:8. It is the day of the Lord's vengeance, the year of recompense for the controversy of Zion. The nations are going to be judged on how they treated Israel. Now, we're going to skip right down to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And when Jesus comes to us, he comes to make love. But at the end of the marriage supper, verse 11, I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he does judge and make war. His eyes are as a flame of fire, and on his head are many crowns, and he has a name written that no man knows but he himself. And he's clothed with a vesture dipped in blood. And his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. That's us, you and me. These are the saints of the marriage, of the bride of Christ. Now, he's going to come to earth. The Antichrist has circled the Jews down on the earth in Jerusalem. He thinks he's gotten rid of the church. He thinks he can at last destroy all the Jews. He's been trying to do it, wiped them out for years. But you can read the 14th chapter of Zechariah. I think the false prophet's going to say, AC, AC, Antichrist, Antichrist. There's something on the radar screen. What is it? Is it a bird? Is it a plane? Is it Superman? No! It was true. It was real. It wasn't allegorical. It's him. It's the Messiah, the King Messiah on a white horse. And behind him are all of his armies on white horses. And of course he comes. And he puts his feet down on the Mount of Olives. We know that from Zechariah. And then back here to Revelation, we see out of his mouth goes a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron. Folks, during the millennium, everybody wasn't born again. They got in on a works judgment. They're going to be ruled with a rod of iron. And he treads the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God, and he has on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And though we see here that he judges the beast and the false prophet, and he throws Satan in the pit for 1,000 years. But now he goes someplace right after that. Now this is in Matthew chapter 25. Immediately after that, we see that he's going to do the judgment of the nations, complete it. Matthew chapter 25 and verse 31. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory, and before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as the shepherd divides his sheep from the goats. He shall set the sheep on the right hand, the goats on the left. He shall say to the sheep, Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. And to the goats he shall say, Out of my sight. And they're going to depart forever. So he's going to judge the nations. There will be sheep nations, there will be goat nations. It's a work judgment on how they treated the Jews, his brethren, during that tribulation period. He calls the Jews his brethren in verse 40, and you can see that he calls them that in Micah chapter 5, 2 and 3. So, we're talking now about, we're going to eventually get to our nation tomorrow, but we want it to be a sheep nation and not a goat nation. You will want to be with us here tomorrow. This is Billy Brim saying, Shalom, shalom from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks.